Blog Talk Radio.
IntuitiveReader.com. So nice to talk to you guys. I do this once a month, and I always love being on here because I get some really interesting people to talk to. I've been doing this for about 13 years, and I have learned so much from so many clients. I feel like when I'm doing my work, not only am I kind of helping somebody, but they're kind of helping me in the process. I really try to give like really accurate descriptive information when I do my readings, and with everything kind of going on around the world, right now there's like a lot of crazy energy. I think that sometimes people are really bogged down by anxiety and stress, and I guess the best thing I can say to people is turn off the TV and don't listen to the news, because it's usually just best to stay in your own lane for long periods of time. Meditation is really important right now, I believe, and just learning how to control anxiety. I think a lot of people are getting that just because of, you know, the COVID thing and other types of energies that are kind of out there. So let's try to stay in the positive lane tonight. When I do my readings, I am trying to just answer one question on here. I know people have a lot of questions, and if you have more, please sign up for a reading with me. It's on MichelleTheIntuitiveReader.com. You can always reach out to me. My phone number is 630-854-3175. Also, if you are going to sign up for a reading, just so you know, if you mention New Age Spirit Radio, you will get an extra 15 minutes with me when you do a reading. I always try to make sure that, and I talk a lot, obviously, so it's not hard for you to get an extra few minutes out of me anyway. But I would like to be able to answer maybe more in-depth questions for people, because sometimes people have some serious things to talk about, and maybe you do not want to share some of that information on the radio. Totally understandable. Also, please make sure that you just have like one question tonight, because if there's a lot of people on, it's not fair to some of those other people who may be waiting, and then they don't ever end up being able to get them answered. Okay? So I'm going to start doing the readings right now with people. I do want to mention at the end of each of my readings tonight, I will pull a card. I'm using my Moonology cards tonight. I don't usually use tarot cards to do my readings on the radio. It's not that I don't believe in it. I just like to read energy because I feel like I get more accuracy out of it. So that being said, I will pull a card at the end of the reading. And I hope that you do get something out of this. I want you guys all to have a great experience. If you have called in before, that's totally fine. I totally understand that. But again, if you have more than something to talk about. Also, here's another thing. Sometimes people want me to connect with a relative who's passed. I love to do that, okay? I am a psychic medium. However, to connect with somebody, I want to be able to give you evidential information that I'm actually connecting with your relative. Those are really better geared towards you and I having a reading over the phone because I can kind of go into some more in-depth detail there, okay? So just kind of try to keep it to the psychic questions tonight. Anything about romance, anything about family, anything about career, anything about money, I don't know, all different types of things. Ask those type of questions. I will try to give you as accurate descriptive information that I can. I don't sugarcoat too much. I try to be as straightforward as possible. And I want you to come out of this kind of going, yeah, that totally made sense, or I was able to answer your question. Okay? So I'm going to go on with our very first reader tonight. And hold on, let's do that.
Hello.
Sharon, is it Sharon?
It is. Good evening.
Oh, hi, Sharon. How are you? Nice to meet you. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Doing very well.
Awesome. How can I help you tonight?
I have a psychic question.
Okay, great.
You don't need it. Do you need anything else from me?
Yes, I do. I need to know what the question
is. Okay, you're so – okay. I've been at my job almost 2 years now, year and a half. We're going back to the office. We just started this week. By September, we have to go in 2 days a week. I'm going to go in 1 day this week.
Okay.
My question is, it's the first time working in person physically with my team. There's seven
mm-hmm.
of us.
Mm-hmm.
Is there one person in particular? She's the lead of the team. I work for a really big company. Is she ever going to accept me on their team? I always get the feeling as though she's not welcoming me. I know it sounds crazy, but I love my job, and I want to stay there.
Can I have the name of the person? I just named her first name. Jay?
Janie. Yeah, Janie? It starts with J.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Why does she act that way? I'm not imagining it.
You aren't imagining it, actually.
Okay.
But I also feel like don't try too hard with her, okay?
I'm not.
The more that you don't try to appease her. She is, she's got her favorites, okay, and I feel that in some ways she knows that you know that she is not being nice or kind or whatever, and so now she's kind of put herself in her own little box, okay? To try to even suck up to this, I feel that she's acting a little bit ignorant to me, and I think her stripes are showing. Therefore, I feel like in some ways, the less that you try, and hear me out when I say that, don't suck up to her, okay?
I know.
The sucking up is actually very detrimental for you, okay? I understand, you know, you want to go into the girls' bathroom with all the other, you know, teenage girls who are smoking in there, but you don't belong in that bathroom. Okay.
I know.
And so I feel like in some ways by you trying to pretend like you're going to be included in this little circle of stupidity is what is the matter with you? This is so unnecessary. So I will tell you, I feel that in some ways by her acting this way, sometimes I feel like she feels bad about it. And sometimes I feel like she is nice sneeringly judging you. Okay. But I also feel like you are going to get some moments that she will act really nice to you. Don't jump over a hoop to get to that nice.
I'm not.
All right? Just be like, hey, how you doing? And don't say anything else. It will actually kind of come back to her that you are now not sucking up to her. So I think that she'll relax her standards. Oh, it's so nice to see you. Ah, ha, ha, ha. So phony. It makes me want to throw up. So,
I never do that, but I just don't know why she acts that way towards me. I know all the other girls have been there like 30 years. I've only been there two. I don't get it, but you're right. It's drama. But
it's
I want to stay here. I love the job.
Exactly. So I feel that because, you know, you're not part of the, like, you're not one of the daughters of the Republican, you know, General Washington, you know, George Washington here, that she's going to pretend like you're not part of this. Yet I feel other people actually are very nice to you. And I will just say this, let it go. Okay. She will act kind of like, oh, it's so great to see you again, type of thing. Okay. And you can just be like, nice to see you too, and move on. All right. Because you've got better things to do with your time. Sometimes I feel like she'll be kind of pat you on the back slightly, but this is not somebody that I would actually give any more energy to. She is just one of these people that is, as I said, I feel like she has favorites, and you're just not going to be part of that favorite. Now, mind you, let's just say I started working for the company today, okay? And so now you're going to be treated nicer than I am. Get it?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how she's going to be.
Oh, my. It's got to be known by upper management. It's just crazy. I know.
It's a very immature thing. So, like I said, I would not give it any more energy. It's just not worth it. All righty?
Perfect. Listen, that was a great answer.
Okay?
I like my job, too. Thank you.
Yes, I'm just going to say your one card that I just pulled out for you, nothing will come of this situation. That should help you a lot.
Oh, God, that's so funny.
All righty, so have a great time. Just go into the office and go live your life. She is not worth it.
I know. Thanks.
All righty, hon. Take care. All right, so that was my first reader tonight. As again, I'm going to try to pull a card for everybody tonight. As I say, if you can just try to avoid some of the mediumship reading stuff tonight, I would really appreciate it. Also, when you are asking a question, feel free to give me like a person's name. You don't have to give me a last name, but a first name is fine. And I don't need a birth date. I usually don't need that because we're not just our sun sign. We're also our moon sign, our ascending rising sign. So I try to just stick with a person's first name. Okay. So I'm going to take our next reader. Okay. Right now, if you can introduce yourself. Hello. Are you there?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. How are you today?
Good, thank God. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on tonight. How can I help you today?
I had a meeting over the phone with a gentleman named Evan and his partner Carl, and I was wondering if you us working together, please, if I should wait to contact them again.
When did you have a meeting with them?
Last Thursday.
Okay, and is this for a particular, are you guys kind of collaborating together? Is this what this
yes.
is for? Okay.
Yes, it would be to collaborate on a project, yes, or several.
And Evan and then Carl was the other guy?
Yes, they're a team.
Okay. Okay. Hope this makes sense. I feel like Evan feels a lot more yes, yes, yes. Carl feels a lot more not saying as much or a word in and word out type of thing. I will say that I'm not 1,000% on this one. I hope that you have some other things in the fire. If you are going to end up working with them, hear me out when I say this, make sure that you understand exactly what is going to happen. Have all of your I's dotted, have all your T's crossed, know exactly what the collaboration is here, because I feel like you need to really hear everything that they say they're going to do and what you're going to be able to do and how this is all going to come together, how's the financial end of it going to be, how's the work aspect of it going to be, and is everybody on board? I have to ask you, I just feel like Carl is either a little bit more stoic or he's not a big talker. So does he kind of wear more of the financial shoes here?
I'm not sure, but you're correct. He kind of gave me to Evan, and
yeah.
Evan and I seem to hit it off really well. Like, yeah, when you were saying yes, 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 that's how I felt too. Like, I felt like, yeah, like we could have started yesterday, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right. But I feel like there's a little bit of an ego to Carl. And so he's the one who pawns off things. And Evan's like, yeah, everybody can come in, okay? But I feel like there's let's think about it. So I feel like there's almost like a, I hate to use the word aggressive, passive-aggressive feeling here, but I kind of feel like the person that you would butt up against would be Carl. And that kind of gives me a, that doesn't make me happy feeling, okay? Evan, I feel like if you reached out to Evan, Evan would be like, yeah, we're going to be getting back to you. But I feel like he's always waiting on, I always feel like he's kind of waiting on Carl to be at the ready, okay? I'm not sure if this is equal partnership there or if, like I said, Carl pulls the financial strings. That's where I kind of go, be careful of this one. Because I don't want you to get lost in the shuffle on that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Also, I feel like Evan's like, yes, we could totally do this, and this is what could happen, and this is how this could work. And he's, like, very excited, but I do want you to have a more of a firm footing here, and it doesn't feel as firm to me, okay? It kind of gives me a, kind of thing here, okay? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. I do feel that there could be some, I feel that Evan is a very creative participant here. And so by you guys, working together, you two could have a great collaboration. However, if he's waiting on everything to have Carl to kind of be like, yeah, go ahead and do it. Is Carl actually going to be part of this? And does he just drag his feet? Does everything have to be in the perfect box for Carl? Because that's where I kind of go, what's actually going on here? And what is not being said that is keeping everything kind of, why is it taking this long? Okay, there should be an answer by now. Okay, so if you do not hear something by tomorrow, I would reach out by tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever, okay, and be like, hey, what's going on, to get an answer. If you do not get an answer, then I would kind of go, all right, you know what, maybe this is not going in the whatever. It's not the same arena that I want it to be in. Okay, so Evan, I believe, would be the person that would be really like, oh, we really like you, blah, 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 you type of thing, okay? And it's going to be it's not you, it's Carl type of thing, so we have to make sure that we're on board, okay?
Yes.
So I'm going to give you a
I'm good. I'm on a call right now.
You want to call me back later?
Why don't you call me back because I might forget. Okay. You can call me at 8:10.
8:10.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yeah, it was funny.
I don't know what that was. Okay, so I'm just going to pull a card for you. Okay, sorry about that. Here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, here's your perfect card for you. Work through your fears. I know you don't have a lot of fears, but you do, okay? And I think that this is part of this. So I feel like if you kind of make sure that you have some type of communication with Evan, okay, reach out to him. And just be like, hey, you know what, where are we going with this? If not, please don't, drag me along. Okay, I think that that'd be most helpful to you.
Thank you. Wow, thank you so much.
I have a question for you today, okay?
Oh, thank you.
All righty. Have a great evening, all right? Take care.
You too. Bless you. Thank you.
Okay, so today when we're doing some of our readings, I really, like I said, I'm trying to stay really in more of a positive place. When you're looking for something or something you're trying to manifest, such as our last caller, be that person. Like, really kind of put yourself in that place. It is easy for me to say that on the side of the microphone, I guess, to say, you know, I am this person. But it really does help you to kind of put yourself out there as in you're going all the way for it, okay? Any pushback sometimes is not necessarily on your part, but when you're met up against it, it might pull in some of those insecurities. And we really want to make sure that we are staying on top of our own stuff, okay? So I'm going to take the next caller. If you guys want more questions answered by me, remember one question tonight, MichelleTheIntuitiveReader.com, okay? Also, my phone number is 630-854-3175. You can always send me a text message to set up a reading, okay, at any time, okay? So we're going to go on with our next caller, okay? Let me see. What is this? Can you introduce yourself? I'm not sure if this is Tim.
Yes, hi. My name is Tricia, and this is my first time calling into your show.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you very much. I'm calling because I have, and I'm not going to go into a long, explanation of it, but I have a living situation that is difficult financially for me to get out of, and I am... I have a walking impairment, and I'm on the fifth floor walk-up of a co-op that I bought 30 years ago when I didn't have these problems.
Obviously.
So, I've been doing the work, you know, searching, but I'm not getting anywhere. I just wonder if you have any information or any guidance that you could give me.
Okay. I'm sorry you're going through a difficult situation.
Thank you.
For a couple of reasons, because this is not where you thought you would be, obviously. And as time has gone on, obviously this is, it's a detriment to your movement.
Yes.
Okay. Not only that, but because of where you're located, it could also be a safety issue. Okay. That being said, here we go. Have you tried, have you already been in contact with, a place to try to move to? I feel like there's something with that.
I've researched, I'm 62, I've researched senior living facilities. Unfortunately, I'm on disability benefits, and so my financial status doesn't meet many qualifications.
I understand. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I'm in New York, and so I've also applied to all these affordable housing things, and it's been a journey.
It has been. It's a nightmare. This is what I'm getting off of this, so I hope this makes sense, all right? It's a waiting game right now, okay? I understand, you know, they're looking for affordable housing, and where you're located, you're just kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place, so to speak, right now. I do feel, though, that it will kind of change, not right now. I will just tell you that. I feel like it's going to take months before this actually kind of all comes together for you. And I'm not trying to make this forever, right? However, I feel like you're going to actually get into some type of affordable housing, but it feels like it's going to happen more after the new year, okay? And I'm going to say it feels like around February to March for you. In some ways, I feel it actually places you in a better position at that time rather than right now, okay? It's too chaotic for you to do anything right now. I feel like there's going to just be some type of switch that happens, And when that switch happens, I kind of feel like it's good where you're at. I don't know why I got to tell you this, but I feel like this is important. It'll be good where you're at for the time being, okay? But I feel like after the new year, one of these places will be open, or you're going to have an opening so that you can go into more of an affordable place for yourself. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
At this time, it just feels like it feels like kind of a raw deal for you. I'm sorry I have to say that to you. But mm-hmm. I also feel like in some ways it's actually safer for you to be where you're at. I don't know why I have to say that to you. Now, being said what I said before, I feel like there will be a switch that happens. Okay. And when that switch happens, it's kind of like a domino effect. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And when that domino effect happens, this domino effect is going to be like one thing happens and then it kind of knocks the domino over. And as it knocks a domino over, something else falls into place for you. And when that falls mm-hmm. into place, you're going to be kind of like, all right, you know what, this feels like it's being dragged out, but it's a little bit of more of a collaboration here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Stay on the good side of some of these affordable housing things, okay? Be a fly in the wall or be a bug in their ear or whatever I have to call it, but I feel like in some ways it's like, don't forget about me type of thing, okay? In some ways you'll be kind of like that fly in the ointment, yes, but it will also be like, oh, yes, you're going to kind of be put on this list. Okay, and as you're getting put on that list, it will help to kind of keep your name up there a little bit higher, let's just say, okay, because there's lots of people that are kind of going through this, but for some reason, I feel like you're going to get into something that it'll be a sigh of relief, and by the time next year rolls around, you'll be amazed at how thankful you'll be to be in something that actually works better for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel that it feels like a long time, but you know, it's okay. Months away. All right. Also, as I said, I feel like in some ways it's a little bit safer where you're at. Right now, it's the time being is actually in your favor. So, I guess I have to say, I don't mean this as like I'm being saying it to you in a mean way, but kind of be grateful for where you're at. Because I think that once you are able to make this change, you'll have the help that you need, you'll have the area that you want to be in, and you'll kind of be in a more peaceful place at that point. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you so very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to call
Many
a
blessings.
Card for you, okay? And I just want to say here, okay, this is your card. Here we go. Oh, this is perfect. Take time to breathe out. Perfect card for you. Okay. It will all happen when everything happens for a reason. Okay. And everything will work itself out, but you have some time. Okay. As you're getting ready to move into like your new phase here. Okay. Start to put things that you want to get rid of, start to put it away, you know, get rid of things, you know, bless them and, you know, bless your place and bless yourself and everything will work out when it has to. Okay.
Excellent. Thank you so very much. Yes.
I hope I don't answer your question for you today. Thank you so much for calling
you
in.
You absolutely
okay?
did. Thank you.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. All righty. Okay. Let's see. Here we go. So as I say, I've been doing these readings for about 13 years. I just became a nutritional coach as well. So if you guys have any health and fitness questions to ask me, please ask away because that is my other area of business. I love to, I love fitness. Fitness is a very big part of my life. It's a big stress reliever. I have noticed a big change, like when people take my fitness classes, and I have a lot of people who do that. I also do Zoom fitness classes. So if anybody is interested in that, please, again, reach out to me. My phone number, again, is 630-854-3175. Anybody can join. I do like to make sure that people are getting something out of all of my readings. and all of my fitness. So in some ways, both areas are actually very important because as I've gotten more into doing more and more readings, I cannot tell you how many questions I get asked about the body. I am not a medical doctor in any way, shape, or form, but because I've done anatomy classes, I've taken so many different types of forms of fitness classes and certifications and so on and so forth, I tend to talk about the body a lot or tell people that they should work out, because I'll tell everybody that they should work out because I think it's very important for everybody to be kind of fit. I think it helps their energy. I think it helps their stress levels. I think it helps their heart, lungs, the whole nine yards, inner, outer, everything. So I will always talk about that with people. Okay, so I am going to remind everybody about a couple of things tonight. Again, my name is Michelle Gray. I've been doing this for a long time. As I said, I love fitness. I just was talking about that. But going into the areas of psychic readings or intuitive readings, I started doing this a long time ago. But when I finally started going online or going on the radio, I got kind of asked to do this a few times. And now that I've been on here a few times, I've really met some really wonderful people on this radio program. Everybody's been so awesome. I love to talk to everybody. It's been a wonderful journey for me, but I do like to make sure that people are able to get a question answered. And sometimes, you know, those questions are something that they already know. Maybe they already have an answer to it, or they may have asked like family and friends about it, but they never feel like they're actually getting the answer that they want to hear. And sometimes an outside perspective, like from me, actually is really helpful for them. So I try to look at it as when I do a reading, how I get into my process is I always do prayer in the morning and I always do prayer in the evening because I do a lot of readings. I take on a lot of people's energy and I don't want to take that energy home with me every day because there are a lot of people that when they reach out to me, they're going through something that could be pretty heavy or pretty negative. And I can take that on for a very short period of time, but then I got to give it back, okay? Meaning that we want to clear that energy off that person or be able to answer that question for that person so that they kind of have some clarity, right? Yet sometimes when people are going through something, such as I was saying, I'm a psychic medium, so maybe they want to make a connection to a relative who's passed away, okay? The reason I said tonight I only want to really answer like psychic questions is as a medium, I can get into what that person looked like, how that person behaved, maybe the car they drove, their habits, how they smelled, okay? Smell is a big thing, especially after a person dies. I believe that after a person dies, okay, they're still trying to make some type of contact with the with their loved ones. And I always tell people, pay attention to a smell. Like if your dad was a smoker, let's just say, and you might get a whiff of smoke around you when there's nobody smoking around you, it's usually a sign that they're around you. Or you smell this perfume scent of what your mom used to, you know, wear, like let's say a Chanel number 5, okay? And you just get a quick whiff of that scent. That's them. They're making that connection with you. It's so important that people understand that sometimes I feel like they don't really know that they're gone, okay, especially if they were in an accident or they were killed somehow, all right? I think they're still trying to make a connection. Children, especially children, it's devastating for parents, obviously, to lose a child, of course. But when it's a young child, they don't know that they're gone, and they're still trying to make a connection with mom and dad. They're still trying to be around, you know, their parents. They'll show up in so many interesting ways. A car moves, a little tiny car moves in their bedroom. That happened to me once when I did a reading on somebody, okay? A little boy, he passed, a 5-year-old boy, cute little boy named Matthew, and he passed away. And we were doing reading, and she was in his room, and she was sitting by his little desk, okay? She was not touching the desk. She didn't have her legs by the desk. It wasn't like she made the desk move. And the car went across the desk. No lie, okay? I can tell you this woman's name, but I'm not going to. So I just want to let you know there's lots of people that are looking for those type of connections. And, of course, if you ever want to do a reading for reading with a loved one, please make sure to reach out to me at michelletheintuitivereader.com, okay, 630-854-3175. As you can see, I could talk for hours, but I will try to take the next call right now. Okay, so if you're on, please introduce yourself. Here we go. Okay, say that there's a question from asking. Okay, oh, I see. There's a question from Victoria. I'm sorry, Victoria, I didn't realize this. See anything in the future for her love life? I can, okay, here we go, Victoria. I'm going to tell you what I'm getting on that. I'm not getting that you're going to get something just yet. For some reason, I'm getting it's going to happen more in the fall for you. Also, you need to get out a little bit more, and you need to make some contacts yourself. Prince Charming is not showing up at your door, so I feel like you need to make some outside connections. And this doesn't necessarily have to be a Match.com type of thing. It could just be getting involved in some groups such as like meetup groups that you're outside. For some reason, outside seems to be important to tell you. Please make sure to make some connections that way. Not to say that you couldn't go on like a Match.com. I just feel like maybe making a little bit more connections for you right now would be really good for you. It is the summertime, but I'm getting that it would be nice for you to be able to spend some time in a group, okay? Have you ever thought about, I know this sounds really weird, but like maybe paddle boarding or a kayak group or something like that? I don't know, I have to say that. For some reason, it feels really important to tell you that. So either join a group that's outside or go do some outdoor activities so that you can meet some guys there, okay? And I think that would be really helpful. All right. Okay. I'm going to pull a card for you. All right. Here we go. I love pulling cards for people. All right. Here we go. Get ready for your big card. Don't let pride get in your way. I feel like somehow getting out and enjoying some life will be really helpful for you. And also making eye contact with these people so that they know that you have a lot of confidence in yourself and enjoy your paddle boarding or your kayaking because that would be really fun for you. All right? So we are going to go on to our next caller. If you can please introduce yourself, I'd really appreciate it.
Hi, my name is Sandra. Hi, my name is Sandra. I'm actually the person that's in the chat room, too. So,
okay.
Great. Thank you for taking the call. I think this might be my first time listening in, so I'm not really sure the format. I just ask the question if I have a question.
Yeah, please ask a question. I'm just taking one question tonight, but if you have more questions to ask me, you can always you know, just sign up for reading. And I always give an extra 15 minutes when you just, you know, obviously come on through Neil with Age Spirit Radio. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you. My question is regarding career opportunities. I'm just wondering, do you see a new career opportunity coming up soon?
I know you're desperate to get into new one.
Yes, yes, my manager.
I know you're not happy with that.
Oh, my God,
yes. I feel like you're kind of hounded or you're at least micromanaged a lot. It doesn't feel like a very happy place for me. I feel like you are not enjoying this whatsoever, okay? And I almost feel like you're almost a target sometimes, or you feel like you're a
yes.
target. I will say that I think that you are in need of a change, okay? I also feel like if you are not making sure to keep abreast of how much harassment you're really getting, because when you do finally get a new job, which could actually be very soon, I want you to be able to make sure to go back up to Human Resources and say exactly how horrible your experience was, okay?
Okay.
I think you need to be aware that you are actually getting very much harassed and micromanaged by this person. And I feel like it's so bad that you are just miserable. I mean, it's a horrible experience.
Yes.
Like getting up in the morning is like, I can't even do this. Okay.
Exactly.
So I feel like there might be actually like two opportunities. One feels like you could jump on it right away, but don't just jump, okay? Take a little time to assess what's going on. And I know you're going to be like, okay, what are you saying to me? I know this person is giving you a hard time at work, okay? And you are falling under the pressure of this, and it's becoming very clear that it's almost like you're just a target all the time. Before you have to work with this person, whether it's remotely or if it's in person, hear me out, okay? Before you walk in that door, you are like, everybody gets along. I'm, you know, having a great day. This is going to be a wonderful day. I'm left alone, that type of thing, okay? I want you to kind of put like a shield and a barrier around you, because by doing that, she can't say anything. You know, you can't be that target anymore, okay? Now, that doesn't mean that you're not going to go and look for a new job or get a new job. I'm just saying I feel like in some ways it's become so bad that you're getting, like, stomach ulcer from this. It's, like, it's causing you to get, like, headaches from this. And you're so tense, like your neck hurts, your shoulders hurt, because you're so concerned about the, you know, somebody hounding you. I feel like they're just breathing down your throat, okay? So I would like you to also be aware that they're like this with everybody. They're just a miserable, micromanaging. They have to control everything in their life. They're just a unhappy people person, okay?
Yes.
I feel like you need to make sure that you're actually kind of putting yourself out there a little bit. Like I said, I feel like there could be two opportunities. You could jump on one fairly quickly, okay? And that would be great, but you want to make sure that you kind of feel like you're home, and I'm going to use the word home, okay, in quotes, where you feel like you're not dropping down in salary. You're actually making a little extra money. Okay. And
okay.
A better opportunity for you. Okay.
Okay.
Work for somebody who's kind of like, you know what? I just need somebody to be here. Just take care of it. I can't. I have so much on my plate. You understand what you have to do? Okay. Go do your thing. That's what you're looking for. Okay. You want somebody who's just like, just not going to. Not say that doesn't care, but they just have so much else going on their plate. They just want to know that you can come in and do the job, okay? I feel like that works actually better for some reason. It feels like a gentleman to me, and I feel like that actually would be a better fit for you. I don't feel that it's actually too far away. I feel like you may not be working there every day of the week. You might have home and then, you know, go in. It might only be like a couple of days a week that you have to do this. I also feel like it might be an extra few dollars. Now, I'm not going to say thousands and thousands and thousands, but I feel like you feel like at least you got a little bit of a raise to leave.
Okay.
It is very imperative that you make sure that you are making sure you're tracking what's kind of going on before you walk out that door, okay? Because as you're walking out that door, it is important that you – let human resources or your boss or whoever to let them know that this was the worst experience you've ever had, the reason why it was the worst experience you ever had, you've never been so humiliated and treated so horribly, blah, blah, blah. And
yes,
I feel like
yes.
that will actually not be the first time they've heard it. How about that? And I think that will...
I can believe that.
Yes, okay. Plus, on top of that, how come people leave? How shocking, all right? But I do feel that that will change for you. And you need to have something that's going to be less stressful. So I feel like that could actually happen within the next, I'm going to say, month and a half. Because we're really talking like end of September-ish area.
Okay.
It might be a little bit before that, but if you come back and say, it wasn't until the beginning of October, I would be like, okay, well, whatever. You can't get mad at me. I'm giving you like
right,
a month.
Right.
Okay.
Right,
that will help you also to understand that the experience that you're having right now, in kind of a way, it's a lesson, okay? I think you're trying to be respectful, but when you leave that place, you're like F-ing that person and screw them and blah, 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 and I totally get it. And I feel like at some point you've almost been in tears over how poorly you've been treated. And, you know, at your age, you shouldn't have to put up with this and what the heck and blah, blah, blah. And I understand that. But by quashing this for as long as you have, okay, it only reinforces their ability to kind of treat you like garbage. Okay?
Yes.
And I feel like by keeping, you know, kind of a tally on every single thing that has gone on and working with this highly manipulative, narcissistic type person, it has made you kind of gun-shy that anybody's actually going to listen to you.
Yes, yes, yes. I've said that.
Okay?
I've said that.
And because of that, I feel like you have to understand that it's seen, but because everybody kind of has, you know, the company's still running, so I guess it's okay. So I think that that's also going to be here, okay? So I think it's important.
Okay.
Please make sure to get your eggs in row here because it's time for you to do something, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so
much. All right, and I'm just going
to
ask your card. Your card is adjustments are required. Okay, that's on your part. Okay, but I do feel that it's a perfect card for you. Okay?
Yes. Right.
Thank you so
I appreciate
much for calling
that.
In today. Okay?
Blessings, blessings.
All
thank
right.
you so much.
No problem. So I want to mention we are having a wonderful event on New Age Guild. If you go to New Age Guild's Facebook, we are having an event on Saturday, a symposium. I am going to be speaking on Saturday, as I said, about fitness because that is my big area. There's going to be some wonderful speakers that are going to be on. Please, if you can, I would like it if you could join the New Age Guild Facebook group, so that you can try to get signed up for it. It would be a wonderful event. It's all day long. Wonderful speakers are going to be on in all areas of all lives, okay, every area. Again, I will be speaking about fitness that morning. So that is this Saturday, starting at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, I believe, and it goes all day. There'll be different speakers, and if you are lucky enough, you get to see my smiling face again. So, and I will also not only be talking about fitness, but I'm actually going to be doing some demonstrations of fitness because, again, it's that important to me. I love it, and it makes me really happy to be able to, you know, share it with people. So I hope that you guys are able to join us this Saturday. It is a wonderful event. I love when I get to be on these types of things because I meet some really interesting people and the wonderful speakers on all different areas, okay? So everything from money and fitness to health to mental health to saying yes to manifestations, intuitiveness, all different types of areas. So we're going to have different types of speakers all day long. That starts this Saturday. 9 a.m. Please go to the New Age Guild Facebook group, okay, to look for that button so you guys can sign up. I really do hope that you all can join because it is going to be a wonderful day, and I'm very excited about being on. This is my second time I get to do this, and so I really enjoy talking to a lot of people, okay? So I hope that we have another caller calling in. Hold on. Hello, are you there? Okay, I can't hear anybody. I'm not sure if they hung up, so it's kind of a quiet night for me. All right, so I usually have a whole bunch of people today, so maybe this was the, because school has started in a lot of areas, so maybe people are getting their kids ready for bed. So I'll just talk about me again. I love to talk about me. Let's just talk about some of the things that I do with my psychic readings. I love to do my psychic readings. When I do my psychic readings, I do try to give as accurate descriptive information as I say. But when I try to say that to people, it's really important that people understand that whatever I'm getting, I just try to pass on to them, okay? If somebody's asking me, you know, am I getting into a relationship like Victoria was asking? I really feel like Victoria needs to kind of get herself out there a little bit, as I was saying. And sometimes, you know, going on a match.com maybe not really work for them. They might be more introverted, so it might be more difficult for them to do that, okay? I look at it as there's opportunities that I'm getting that they should kind of do a little bit more. So it might be a good idea for them to join like a meetup group or maybe join a gym. But if they're really shy or they're very introverted, that's easy for me to say that, but may not necessarily work for every person. So I look at it as you might kind of work your way into something, so maybe looking at some online groups first and then move into an outside group or try to find a way to meet somebody instead of like going just on Match.com, because sometimes there can be sharks on Match.com, and if you're an introverted person, that might be a very difficult place for you to try to hook up with somebody, okay? So that's just my dating advice there. I do try to make sure that people feel really good about what they're doing with their choices. I want people to feel very validated when I do readings with them, because it's really important for me to let people kind of decide. I'm getting a no on something. I want them to have that as an answer. I'm not going to give them some fluffy answer like, well, maybe that'll work out, because that's only giving false hope, and I feel that that's wrong. Okay, so I am going to pull a card tonight, all right, here we go, and the card tonight is meditate and contemplate. I think that actually works for everybody. Right now, like I said, there can be really crazy energy out there. A lot of things are going on in the world that can be very anxiety-producing, causing depression, and I think that we need to stay as positive as possible. Stay very connected to God. I believe in faith in God. I believe that the more that we can pray to God and we keep our positive energy going, I think we can make it a collective energy for everybody. Okay, I think that's really important to say. If you are interested at all to doing a reading with me, please come to michelletheintuitivereader.com. My phone number again is 630-854-3175. I'd love to talk to anybody, and I'd love to be able to set up a reading with you guys. If you guys do a reading with me, just so you are aware, I always give an extra 15 minutes when you mention that you're on New Age Spirit Radio, okay? Thank you so much for the opportunity to do readings with you guys tonight. This was actually kind of a quiet night tonight. I spoke a heck of a lot more than I normally do. So if you guys got anything out of it, I hope that I get to hear from you guys again next month. Please make sure to sign up this Saturday for the New Age Symposium. That's going to be starting at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. It is going to be all day, and it's going to be all areas, okay? Everything from fitness, as I said, money, how to get your life kind of started, manifestation, just talking about the mind and the brain and everything, okay? There will be so many different areas, and I really would like it if everybody could take advantage of this, because I think you would really get a lot out of it. Please go to New Age Guild Facebook page to sign up today. That starts this Saturday. It's all day. I look forward to hearing from you guys again next month. And I'm going to sign off early today, all right? Nice talking to everybody. Have a great evening. Take care.